Welcome to Abundant Retirement with Tony Roberts from A. Roberts Associates. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Abundant Retirement is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Abundant Retirement.
Hey, welcome to Abundant Retirement with me, Tony Roberts. And again, welcome to all of you listeners and people watching on the podcast. As always, we are more than extremely beneficial to have Mr. Tony Shore here, giving me some type of guidance and direction about how to do this podcast each and every week. And Tony, I hope things were good with you over your weekend. You know, I know, but before we came on air, I know we were talking about some extreme weather issues. We had some very tragic weather here on Friday night down in southeastern Kentucky with some tornadoes, quite a few deaths.
Yeah.
And our hearts and thoughts and prayers go out to people down anywhere that were maybe affected with this bad weather, and by all means, any people that lost loved ones, we sure do feel for you. It was tragic, and hope you're starting to get your life back together. But yeah, man, this weather thing, for actually not only last Friday, but for the entire spring, man, we've had some just, you know, off the chart types of weather issues happening one way or the other. So I know you're housed up there in Minneapolis, but I think you said you guys had some crazy things going on too.
Yeah, you know, we had some extreme weather. We had 2 weeks of maybe the nicest weather Minnesota's ever seen this time of year, where there were no clouds, highs were in the mid 80s for the most part, and blue skies, lows were in the 60s. It was like August, right?
Yeah.
And there was even a little bit of humidity. And then that just disappeared and the temperatures plummeted. And we had a huge thunderstorm and a couple of tornadoes were spotted. And so we had to hunker down, got a huge thunderstorm and some tornadoes and some hail. Fortunately, in Minnesota, there weren't as many. I don't think there were as many injuries. There was some damage. There weren't as many deaths, but anytime bad weather like that happens, it's rough. And the Midwest got hit across the Midwest. I saw a map today of places where they got tornadoes all the way down through, you know, into the upper Midwest and starting there in Kentucky. So it is interesting when these big weather fronts hit, you get the extreme weather, but you know what, when it is nice, like it's been there now, it's nice. You got to get out and enjoy it, right?
Yeah. This weekend, I mean, after the weather went through on Friday, this weekend was fabulous. I mean, you know, blue sky, sunny, low 80s, no humidity.
Nice.
I mean, just bottle that stuff up and sell it day in and day out, because it was nice. Yeah. Very nice. No doubt about it.
Bottle that
stuff. Made me feel guilty sitting in the living room watching the PGA final round yesterday. But you know what? I got over it real quick. So anyway, go Scotty. Go Scotty.
Yeah, there you go. Scotty won. He's your guy. That's cool.
Scotty won.
Yeah. I know you enjoy that. And have you been out? Did you get out to golf yourself this weekend?
No, I haven't. In fact, I haven't gotten out this year. Well, you know what, Tony, with this federal employee thing and us having so much inroads with helping people in that market with federal employees and the workshops, and it's just, we've been very busy. And I was in here Saturday doing some catch-up work for about 5 or 6 hours, because sometimes during the week you just don't have time to take care of the business side of
busy with meetings portfolio. And phone calls.
So I was actually in here Saturday for a little bit, but no, it's all good. Hopefully, you know, the weather's getting better and warmer and all that, and get the clubs out and go out and see if I can still hit the ball a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be good. Well, yeah, I haven't gotten out. I don't golf a lot, but I want to get out and at least see how my putting and driving's doing, you know, at some point. But you got to get out and enjoy the weather. I did. You know, my wife and I had a unique thing happen this weekend, and it wasn't even planned. We have three kids and they're all out of the house now. They've been in college, and my son is married and lives on his own. And my oldest daughter rents a house and our youngest daughter's been off at college, but now she's home this year. But we had all of us, my wife and I, and all three kids were at the house together with no one else, no significant others.
Oh, wow.
It was just the original five. And we were sitting there. It has been, I think, 2017 since the last time all of us hung out a day or spent that much time together with just the five of us.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No,
it's kidding. Been years.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. And it was incredible. A fun feeling. You know what I mean? Nothing against the significant others or the outlaws, but it was for Sarah and I, it was just like, oh, this is fun having the kids back.
Well, I will be in trouble if I don't extend out this podcast to my oldest daughter, because actually 31 years ago today, she was, we were in the hospital, my wife and I go into the hospital for the birth of child number one. And, Tony, I will be exaggerating if I didn't say, walking into that hospital, knowing I was going to be leaving, hopefully with a nice, healthy and, little baby, was a bit of a opening. Am I sure I'm ready for this or not? But
nobody ever is, Tony.
Yeah, and I didn't.
You're never ready.
My wife, somebody, her mom was actually with us and took video, and my wife's got that, and she pulled it up yesterday and was playing it back, and I was like, oh my gosh, I just, you know, it's just. She's 31 today, and I'm just like, where in the heck has 31 years gone, man? It's just
flew by, didn't it?
It's flown by. It's flown by.
And so you just, your daughter's 31. And, what's your daughter's name?
Kaylin. That's Kaylin is 31, and then the youngest daughter, Ashlyn, she'll be 27 next month. So,
but it's Kaylin's birthday today, May 19th.
Yeah, Kaylin's birthday today, May 19th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday to Kaylin, 31 years old. Yeah. You make sure you tell Kaylin, I don't think she looks a day over 29. So there you go.
Well, actually, I texted her this morning and I said, you know, what's amazing, most amazing to me about you being 31 is you're actually 2 years older than your mother now. So, you know.
That's great. I love that one. I'm going to steal that one. That's a good one.
Next time you see Alita, just sit there and say, how's that age 29 going for you?
Exactly. Well, that's great. Well, happy birthday to her. We're recording this on her birthday. That's great. 31 years. Does that make you feel old at all, Tony? Having a 31-year-old daughter?
You know, yes and no, Tony. I tell you what, this is crazy. And I know, you know, sometimes we just got to chat. I know we might get to our stuff here in a minute, but
we might get to finances.
I tell you what, you know, when my mom died 2 years, 3 years ago, gosh, I can't even remember. Mm-hmm. Time goes so fast, but she was in a community for the last few months of her life. And I remember going to see her one day, and there was this poster with an older man. Mm-hmm. on the wall, and I stopped and I read it, and it was him sort of reflecting back on his life, and you could tell, you know, he looked like, to me, he was in his 80s. I don't know, he might have been my age for all I know, but one of the things that resonated with me that he said realistically, in my brain, I felt like I've been 35 my entire life.
Yeah.
But he says, it's just my body reminds me that I'm 85. And it's sort of like that with me. Tony, I swear, man, and I know this may sound goofy, but in my head, I still feel like I'm in my 30s, you know. Same. With the way I think, the way I feel like I can go and do basically what I want to do when I want to do it and stuff like this. You know, I tell people all the time, I don't want to trade paychecks with my 35-year-old self, but right. I like where we've evolved to from that standpoint. But in my mind, I don't feel old. And then you sit there and then, you know, I had to apply for Medicare, you know, a few months back. And that was a slap in the face. I was just like, am I really this age to where I've got to be going through, you know, applying
for Medicare? You don't seem like you're of Medicare age.
Well, I'm 65, brother. It's one of those things you got to go and do when that clock
hits. Well, you're looking good. I thought we were the same age.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, in my mind, I don't feel my age. I'm right. trying to do everything possible to not be my age because,
right.
And I know maybe 65 used to be the, is the new 85. I don't know, but I just remember growing up, Tony, when I sit there and thought about my uncles and my grandparents being in their late 60s or early or late 50s, early 60s, mid 60s, whatever the case, man, I thought that was old. I thought these people are ancient. My gosh, how do they get around and live and stuff like that? But
that's so
now,
funny.
Man, I'm right there in the ballpark. And, you know, I feel like I'm trying to do all the things that I used to do, but there's some that's body good. Parts that don't want to react the same way being, yeah. namely a right knee and a lower back. But other than that, sure. things are pretty good.
Can't That's complain. Good. Yeah. Well, you know, me, I don't age. Of course, I'm not aging. I'm not getting any older. We all
look the
that.
Same as you did 10 years ago, Tony.
Good. Good. Yeah. For better or worse, I do.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
better or worse, I look the same.
Can you,
as I
can
did.
You send me the name of your hairdresser so I can get some of that coloring to go in mine yeah, a little
no,
bit? You know?
No, nope. Everybody that? Gives me a hard time. I don't color my hair. In fact, I visited my mom, who is 80 years old. She's in late stage Parkinson's. She's she can't do much on her own. Yeah. And my wife and I were just commenting on her hair. Like there's hardly any gray in my mom's hair.
Oh my gosh.
Hardly any. She still has brown. It's the same color as this. It's
yeah.
It's like a light brown or dirty blonde. So it's like, hopefully I've inherited that. They've got a few grays popping in there, so we'll see how it goes. But
I'm trying to get the formula of why every place on my body can seem to grow hair but the top of my head anymore. I don't know. You know, if I could figure out how my ears and nose, man, can replicate hairs.
Oh like yeah, that's the one. That's
and
the
get
one.
That back to the top of my head, I'll make yeah. a fortune, brother.
That's how you tell you're getting when I first knew I was getting older, because I would, you know, I had a neighbor's buddy of mine, and I knew some, and my grandparent, you know, my grandfather, you'd see these eyelashes that were going all over the place or long. Yeah. And it's yeah. like, why does he have yeah. those, like that one long eyelash here? Yeah. What happened? Yeah. And then I was the other day looking in the mirror and I'm like, whoa, I got one hair that's way longer than the other. I'm like, wait, I got bushy eyebrows? When did that happen? When did that happen?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
but it is little
reminders.
Points of reference there, brother. What can I say?
As we get older, that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about today. Just before we wrap up the show, I thought I would ask you about people who are nearing retirement. And you know, you can speak to this because you go through it every day. And like I've said before, Tony, my wife and I are only going to go through the retirement process. We're only going to prepare for retirement and retire once probably right. in our lives, yeah. but you do this every day with people. Yeah. And you just mentioned yourself, you know, Medicare, making yeah. sure you're enrolled in Medicare when you get close to or turn 65. And then people think about Social Security. There's a lot to think about before you retire and a lot you should do before you get to that point. And I know you've probably had people walk in and say, hey, I want to retire in 2 months. What do I do?
Yeah.
That haven't done any planning, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. Yeah. Those. Yeah. We enjoy having those walk in the door. That's for sure. You know, Tony, you said a lot right there. And,
I know.
And I have to circle around with each and every, you know, either person or couple that I meet with and understand and remind myself that, yeah, we do this. It feels like 5, 10, 15 times a day sometimes. But, you know, these people I'm meeting with are getting ready to make this thing happen for probably once and only once in their lifetime. And to a certain degree, you know, depending on how your makeup is, you know, you might have some pension elections out there and this, that, and the others, you know, you're making irrevocable decisions that can't be changed down the road. So you got to get it right. And that's very, very important. I tell people all the time, and especially the people that we meet with, I said, whether you decide to work with our firm or you decide that you need somebody else, I said, you know, when you reach out for a specialist, there should be these following things that they should be able to have a conversation to you about. And as an advisor should be able to give you direction on how, you know, they should work out, end up, whatever the case may be. But, and again, a lot of the big brokerage outfits won't allow you to talk to your clients about tax and tax strategies and different things like that. But, you know, taxes are the biggest hand in our pocket in retirement. And as an advisor, if you're paying me and I can't bring some ideas or strategies or concepts to the table that can possibly allow us, along with your CPA, tax attorney, or something like that, figure out how to save you money on tax, then am I truly doing my job for you? I mean, you know, right. we're fiduciaries, and if, as a fiduciary, we're supposed to have your best interest in mind at all times. Well, saving money on tax to me is a best interest. So again, how are you going to have a conversation with whoever you're talking with about tax? How are you going to make sure that you've got increasing income throughout retirement? Because, you know, it's going to cost more to live in 5 years and 10 years and inflation 15 years down the road than it does today. You got to keep up with inflation. So you've got to have some resemblance of an increasing income stream. Another big threat to your retirement savings is care cost and long-term care and things like that.
Healthcare in general.
Mentioned
the biggest two, right? Taxes and healthcare are the biggest two expenses you will have in retirement, right?
And healthcare is the number one cause of people having bankruptcy in this country is unplanned healthcare costs. So again, taxes, increase in income stream, healthcare, to a degree, a protection of your wealth, because most people will become more conservative as they go into retirement and they become responsible for their paycheck versus when they were working for another entity and getting paid every other Friday or whatever the case may be by someone else. They were putting money into their 401ks and TSPs and possibly having their employer match it. They weren't pulling monies out of those retirement funds in order to coordinate with retirement and help out with it. But now we flip the page from accumulation to distribution phase, and now you're in charge of the paycheck. So, you know, how do you make sure those monies increase year over year? Where are the monies going to come from? What's going to be the tax implications of them? This, that, and the other. And are we going to make sure you don't go broke? So again, the protection of your wealth. And again, you might start incorporating what we call more green money effects into your retirement plan versus having everything, you know, susceptible to the ups and downs of the market. So those are all very important things. And then finally, probably, and again, this may not be as important to some people as it is to other, but have some type of preferably seamless plan for passing on your wealth to your heirs. We've been very blessed, very fortunate in that most of the clients that we work with, unless something really, really catastrophic happens, Tony, are probably in a position to where their money's going to outlive them. So they are going to pass along, whether they want to or not, they're going to pass along wealth to their heirs, to their children, maybe possibly to their grandchildren. You know, what does that look like? You know, how do they want it to look like? Do they want to just hand it all off and say, you know, here you go, kids, here's $250,000 each, have fun? Do they want to have maybe some strings attached to it? Do they maybe want to have it, you know, embedded in a trust, and then the trust, you know, sees how the monies are distributed to the kids, not only now, but into the future. So again, you know, those are five or six things that are very important to adopting to your overall retirement plan, because that retirement plan is your house blueprint for retiring. We don't start building a house, Tony, by just digging a hole and putting two befores up. You go to an architect, you get somebody to draw up some blueprints, you fine tune them, you make sure they're going to do what you want them to do, and then you implement them. It's the same way with your retirement plan. And and I think maybe you've told me this, I've heard it through the years and this, that, and the other, but you know, some people for the most part probably spend more time on planning their summer vacation than they do planning their retirement.
Yep.
And that's unfortunate because your retirement can last a long, long time.
20, 30 years.
And that summer vacation lasts a week. So
yeah,
again, these are things that you got to be comfortable with the person that you're surrounding yourself with to work with. You know, we take pride in trying to be down to earth and trying to present ideas and concepts as simple as possible in plain, understandable English as best as we can. Getting people aligned with, you know, whether it be investment strategies or maybe insurance products and things like that, that they understand and are comfortable with. I was meeting earlier today with a couple and, you know, we were sort of going through, indexed annuities. And she just said, you know, Tony, I've had a bad experience with annuities a couple of times in my life. And I said, I understand that. And I said, by any means, I'm not forcing an annuity on you, but I said, it's my job to present to you ideas and concepts of where can we have future income streams coming from? Can they be increasing? Can I never run out of income, even if I run out of money? And I said, some of these things can be accomplished through fixed index annuities. I said, even though I'm licensed to sell variable annuities, I'm not a big fan because most variable annuities have got embedded fees that you've got to overcome just to get back to even before you can start earning money. And I said, that's sort of why I like indexed annuities. But I said, just like with good and bad investments, there's good and bad annuities. There's good and bad life insurance products. There's good and bad ways to take care of long-term care. It's our job as a firm to bring the best possible circumstances and instances to the table, have a conversation about them, seeing if any of them make sense, see if any of them resonate, see if there's some tax strategies that you know, we talk about that maybe make sense to take to your CPA or not. And that's sort of where we start and sort of where we begin. And again, knock on wood, for 40 years, it's treated us very well in being able to accommodate clients, have great relationships with, for the most part, all of our clients. And again, many of our clients have become very good friends of ours because, you know what, that's just what happens when you have to see people and deal with them, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a year. So,
yeah,
it's a lot that goes into retirement planning, but it's very important. And again, it's very, very critical that you align yourself with somebody who knows what the heck they're doing.
Well, yeah. And to have a plan in place, really the first step, work with a financial advisor who's a fiduciary. You're going to look out for your best interests, like yourself, as you said earlier, and then get a written plan in place. It'll help you avoid making those costly mistakes and making sure your retirement isn't derailed because you didn't plan for something, whether it's inflation or taxes or healthcare. So for our listeners out there, to get a written plan in place, I know there's no cost or obligation to have that consultation with you and ask questions. How can they set that up?
It's 2 or 3 different ways. You can go to our website, which is arobertsassociates.com. Again, arobertsassociates.com. It'll direct you on the website how to get in touch with us. You can call us toll free, 888-955-3665. Again, 888-955-3665. You can email us at info@abundantretirementplanning. Again, info@abundantretirementplanning.com. And again, what, you know, a member of our team will reach back out to you, set up a time to where we could either, you know, talk by phone, Zoomcast if we need to. I'm old school. I prefer meeting in person, but sometimes I know the demographics won't allow that. But for the most part, we get together that first time, get to know each other, get to get an idea of what you're wanting to have accomplished, seeing if that's something that we can actually help you with or not. And if it is, then it's you know, starting to accumulate some data so we can put some models and reports together that can substantiate whether or not, you know, what you're trying to do is going to be able to be accomplished. And then from there, it's just a fact of whether or not, you know, teaming up and working together makes sense for both of us. And then if it does, you know, going through the processes to get things moving forward from that point forward. So,
yeah.
Again, reach out to us. Doesn't cost anything. Maybe takes, you know, a couple hours out of your time, once or twice through meetings. But, I will tell you this, it will be time well spent. In all likelihood, we will uncover issues and concepts that you may or may not have been aware of. And, by uncovering that, we may be able to put, some ideas of how to overcome them and make things look bigger and better for you and then take it and run. And that's what we do. So yeah, just as always, you know, I love meeting people. I love setting up. But I tell you what, Tony, and I know we got to get, but the biggest part about this profession that I really, really love is being able to sit down with people that absolutely have no clue about what the future is going to look like. And you're able to sort of mold this thing and put it together and give them some peace of mind to say, hey, look, this thing is going to be all right. Whether the government decides to fire me from my job or, you know, with Microsoft or whoever decides to cut back 10,000 positions, whatever. Allowing people to have the freedom to know that they're going to be okay is a joy, and that's part of what we get to help deliver to people day in and day out.
That's awesome. Yeah. And the security, you call it the SWAN plan, SWAN, sleep well at night. Yeah. That's the plan you want. You don't want to have to worry. Am I going to have enough to make it through retirement? Yeah. You know, if I'm 3 years away, but if I get laid off now, what am I going to do? I've got a plan in place. I've got this emergency fund. My assets are allocated. I've got insurance here. I've got investments there. And Tony's helped me, and the staff there is at A. Roberts Associates have helped me lay it all out. So for our listeners out there, once again, give that phone number and web address, Tony.
Yeah, arobertsassociates.com, arobertsassociates.com. Phone number is toll-free, 888-955-3665. Again, 888-955-3665. Or again, go and email us at info@abundantretirementplanning.com. And we'll reach back out to you and sit down, have a cup of coffee and see if there's some common ground that we can find for each other.
All right. Well, Tony, great show today. Great topic. Trying to figure out, are you ready to retire? Pick up the phone, give Tony a call. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Abundant Retirement with our host, Tony Roberts.
Thank you for joining us for Abundant Retirement. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Tony Roberts at A. Roberts Associates at 888-955-3665 or visit arobertsassociates.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Abundant Retirement.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.